It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
It is Thursday.
Thursday used to be my favorite day of the week until they invented Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
It's weird.
Why?
You see throwback trending like practically every day.
Every day. Well, I guess.
Not just on a Thursday.
I guess we all like how we see. I mean, how we seemed and looked years and years and years ago. But I know in my family, like my sister, had a throwback Thursday that was just a couple of months ago. It's not a throwback.
It's not a throwback.
It's not a throwback.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
But the very word itself. Sometimes a lot of people use the word not in the context of Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
But just as throwback, like flashback.
Yeah.
It took the place of flashback.
Well, I remember when we would talk about movies, we'd say it's a throwback to this,
yes,
throwback to that.
Right.
But I never thought that that word would be such a byword now.
Yeah, a byword.
B-Y.
Ah, okay.
Not B-I.
Okay.
B-Y.
It swings both ways.
It swings both ways. But I didn't know they would be so, well, popular.
Yeah.
Just like the song that we just
I know played. About popular.
I know about popular. I know, right? But good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Okay, we've got an entry. We've got a topic courtesy of I'm Alex E.
I'm Alex E says.
He sent this in about a month ago. The top 10 banat ng harot. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be maharot today. It's a harot Thursday.
Pare.
Harot huwebes. Pausa natin.
Ano araw ngayon?
Harot.
Hawu. Hawu. Hawu what? Harot huwebes.
Harot. Pausa natin yan. Hashtag
harot huwebes. Okay, got it.
The top 10 banat ng harot. For example, sige, sa'yo na ang kagandahan, pero akin ang kalalakihan. It happens.
All right, right.
I mean, just because you're pretty doesn't mean you'll get the guy.
Yeah.
Diba, sabi ka nila, daig ng malandi ang maganda. So,
daig na daig mo ako, ah. See what I did there?
Kung ganun lang ba kasimple. Kung ganun lang kasimple.
Ito, ano?
Sige. Banat ng harot.
Banat ng harot.
On Harot Huwebes.
It's nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh.
Nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Grabe. Minsan nasa bato ng words.
Grabe. Ewan ko sa'yo. Don't talk to me.
What?
Tsaka talagang Mia.
Yeah. Pini ko layala.
Don't talk to Mia.
Ang saya niya. But this is what we're looking for.
Yes.
Tsaka, give us the most unexpected ones.
Yung harot talaga. Yung mga...
And not the usual.
Oh, not the usual.
Because we know that already.
Yeah.
We need to know about the ones that are a little bit more hidden.
I know. At tsaka yung mga...
Deadly.
Yung mga style.
Oh, mga style.
Huwag style mo bulok, ha?
No. Like, bring it on. How you would flirt with someone.
Yung mga...
Think of the guy or girl that you most want to get together with.
Ika nga ni Randy Jackson. Di ba? Mga dog. Ano yung mga style nila? Yung mga...
Ano ba?
Yung mga magagaling talaga. Yung mga very, very sharp, very quick.
Halaka harot.
So it's harot huwebes.
We wanna know.
And i-whip nyo yung H. Harot huwebes. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Remember, it's banat ng harot. Key amahi. Amahi ho ha.
Relax. Everything's fine.
Key in RX. Slow down. Space your entries and send them to 2299.
Not that relaxed.
Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Banat ng Harot.
All right, 6:18 on the clock on this Thursday morning. We're going to take a break, squeeze in a song, and then a news update. The first for the day.
Manila's hottest.
Chico Mercado.
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1. RX 93.1.
Hello and good morning, everybody. This is Del in for the news. The first one today on this Thursday morning. Emma Roberts, spokesperson, has confirmed her arrest for domestic violence.
Uh-oh.
What?
As in, she was arrested for domestic violence.
The 22-year-old actress was taken into custody in Montreal, Canada, July 7, after reportedly bloodying boyfriend Evan Peters' nose and leaving the actor with bite marks.
Uh-oh.
What? Emma's spokesperson has now come forward to give credence to the claims. The representative said prosecutors have dropped any charges against the actress. According to a spokesperson talking to Entertainment Tonight, quote, "It was an unfortunate incident and a misunderstanding."
I bet.
That's it. Apparently, the couple decided to remain together. Apparently, authorities were called to the couple's hotel room after a loud argument was reported. Evan, 26, was found with a bloody nose upon their arrival, according to TMZ. Emma was taken into custody immediately and is not believed to have sustained any serious injuries. The actress has been previously romantically linked to Chord Overstreet and Alex Pettifer.
It's a little embarrassing for the guy.
Yeah.
But you know, it's understandable because, you know, he can't really, like, hit her back. Mm-hmm. You know, that would
be
worse.
Double standard says it's worse.
It's worse. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't hit a woman.
Well, I saw this on Twitter as early as, like, yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And because we're not used to women being the aggressor.
The aggressor, yes.
I just immediately assumed that she was the victim.
Right. The moment you see, like, domestic violence and then the name of whoever, you assume it's the girl who was the victim of.
Well, the funny thing is the TMZ headline on Twitter didn't even say that. It was like... Now that I think about it, they were hinting at it was her who was doing it.
Yes.
But I still didn't get it.
Because at first they, it was only recently that the reps
spoke out.
You know, said, yep, it's true. It's her.
That's insane the way she looks, right?
Yes.
She looks so angelic.
And she's young, diba?
Not that young.
Not that young. Because I remember when she first, well, of course, I still remember the first time she broke out into the scene. She was like, Julia Roberts' niece.
Yeah,
you know, like,
right.
So.
Everybody thought she was going to be as big as Julia Roberts.
Exactly.
But, you know. Wow.
She can get into MMA or something, or wrestling.
Yeah, but that's a bit much. Okay.
Saka talaga, ano, suntok and kagat.
Right.
Yeah.
A bloody nose. Well, she could have used something. She
oh,
also
well,
could have
sabagay.
Used something to hit the guy. Doesn't make it okay.
Yeah.
Just because you're a girl doesn't make it okay to hit somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have done a real damage.
Major damage.
Major injury.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how they spin this after all this. But that's the thing with domestic violence, much like Rihanna and Chris Brown. This couple's back together.
Yes.
So that's the thing that we're kind of, you know, we always see with domestic violence is that, you know, there's a moment where there's a big wedge between the couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then give it a few days and they're gonna get back.
Ito nga, parang immediately pa eh. Parang, you know, in Tagalog, it's like, nung nahimasmasan.
Yeah.
It's like after the emotions go down. And you're like, okay, what are we doing? Let's just, you know, batina tayo.
As what happens with most couples.
With most.
Anyway, that is the news. The first one today here on the show. Very odd.
I know.
Very, very odd news to start us off this Thursday. All right, you got the Morning Rush live and airborne now on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
Chico, Delamar, and Gino.
Your Kika Barkada.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monks Radio, RX 93.1. It's been months.
Since?
But I still really get affected by this bit.
Oh.
I
don't think it's going to fade because you know how music affects us in a very, very basic, very visceral way?
Yeah, it does. I don't know. It really bothers me. I mean, I like the sound.
Didn't you choose this? Wasn't it your idea? Like, come on, let's use Candy Crush, even if I don't play Candy Crush.
I know, but
Actually, that's why you were insisting on it. Because you don't play it.
I know. And it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Those are the last words of people who get in trouble.
Eh, kasi
it
naman,
seemed like it was a good idea.
And they're like, okay, Dragon Veil, the other bed. It's happy. It makes you feel like, oh, I'm in a fantasy world. Ito parang, you're in a monster funeral. Diba?
Right.
And I can't believe that such a happy game, ganito yung tunog.
Well, it reminds you of a circus, which you have all these candies.
Sabagay, no?
All the sweets and stuff like that.
I know. Okay, so we've got our top 10 for today. Thank you very much to I'm Alex E. for suggesting this. The top 10, because it's Harot Jueves.
Harot Jueves.
We've got the top 10 Banat ng Harot.
Okay.
Okay, let's start off with Baba Ba Bambin. Hey, your fly is open. Here, let me help you with that.
Grabe naman to.
Grabe, ang forward.
Ang harot.
Ang harot. Perfect eh, no? It's like, kasi parang harot is like, I think it's a step further pa than flirt.
Yeah.
Flirt pwedeng very coy, very... Ang harot kasi talaga, harot nito. Mm-hmm. It means you're a bit forward.
Or playful.
Playful.
Playful na with intent. It's hard.
Pero hindi pa mabastos, ha?
Kasi it's hard to distinguish what's malande and what's maharot.
I think pareho yan. For me.
Oh.
Ang lande at ang harot.
Sa akin kasi I think there's a little vagueness to harot.
To harot?
Harot is much more playful than malande.
Kasi there's the harot na literally playful.
Playful.
Yung, mm-hmm. Like sa mga bata. Right. Ang harot nito mga batang to.
Mm-hmm.
But the harot na adult version, I think it's like pretty much like lande.
Because I think lande is really about that.
Yeah.
Harot is a little more vague, so it keeps you guessing more.
Not too small.
It's vague.
It's vague.
It's very vague.
Very vague. And, okay, let's see here. Kiko Monster says, nakakainis ka. I hate you. I hate you na yan.
You hear this all the time.
Pero nakakainit.
Hoy pangit. Pero alam mo, that's not what they think at all.
Pero puro picture mo nakapaskil sa wall ng room niya.
Tsaka parang may kilig eh. Hoy pangit.
Diba?
Hoy pangit.
Ay, nako. Also, from Mad Matmar. Oh, uwi ka na ba sa office to?
Okay.
Oh, uwi ka na ba? Tara, sabay na tayo.
Style
in
it. That's the style.
Uwi na tayo. Okay.
De, uwi ka na ba? Sabay na tayo.
Yan.
Tapos parang kunyari, ano lang. So if you were the one who was being invited, parang, is he or isn't he? You're kind of, you don't know. Parang baka naman it's just convenience. But it's gonna drive them crazy.
Oh, si Fat Kid Inside says, ganun din ha, ganun din situation. Ano, uwi ka na? Ano, saan tayo uwi? Sa inyo, sa amin.
Wow. Tapos kunyari, medyo galit pa eh. Diba?
Wow. Yung parang medyo irita ka pa na parang mag-decide ka nga. Ako man lang lagi nag-de-decide. Also, let's see here. Wait lang. Okay, Sig Coengter says, this one for your ex.
Mm-hmm.
You put the ex in.
Yes, continue. You put the ex in what?
In experience.
Experience. Galing. Good save, man. Good save.
And that's what you gave me. A lot of experience.
A lot of experience. But we know that experience also means.
Means what?
Hirap
mag-isip. Nahagip. Head-on collision.
Ayun, patay.
Patay. A lot of people were just saying, sana Harot Jueves na lang ang hashtag. E di sama nyo rin, gawin yung tatlo.
Why don't you, change it na.
Ano?
Harot Jueves.
Ah, sige, Harot Jueves.
Harot Jueves is, so that, you know, nagpapauso tayo.
Jueves with a who, with a who.
It's Jueves with a who.
With a U, ha? W-H who. H-U-W. Anong W-H-U?
What is with a who?
With a who. H-U-W-E-B-E-S. Also, let's see here.
So it's a ha-who.
Kiko Monster, hindi ko babasahin yung entry mo.
We're gonna get in so much trouble, you know?
Why?
May mga harot nila kasi minsan they don't hold back.
Well, yeah. Hindi, papili naman tayo.
No, I'm talking to Kiko Monster.
Yeah. Noy, yung sa kanya, it refers to me. Kakainis talaga.
And daya.
Hindi. Yung
but my censorship.
Yung sinabi mo kanina, yun. Also,
to know more about that, you can check
nako, please.
Chico Garcia's Twitter account at Chico Garcia. Back read.
Ito, ito. From Targrad. Miss, kasi kumakain siya ng fruit. Miss, may dagda ka ng star apple sa labi mo. Gusto mo madagdagan yan? Marami pa akong star apple.
Ay, nako.
Nadagdagan. Ito pa. More kay Mito for you. Diba? So, ang harot, binigyan mo pa ng fruits kasi alam mo favorite niya.
Ay, nako. Right.
Diba? Grabe.
Right.
Ay, nako. Grabe.
Bastos nyo?
And, let's see here.
Siguro madidepress ang mga like people who would listen to us would be really depressed.
What?
Should there be a ban on like let's say all of a sudden we couldn't do the naughty entries?
Yeah. Ay my gosh.
They would be depressed. Uh-huh. Where would they go? What would they do?
RD Jamera says, "Tara review tayo dot 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 sa kwarto ko."
Well,
pwede namang sa sala.
That's a different kind of review.
Hindi pero, okay.
Tsaka yun, di na nire-review.
Hindi pero sa totoo lang, di ba, pag naman review, dapat talaga kwarto. Kasi it's a little...
Kami kasi in the house. I remember when we were all at the... at one point, all five kids were in college at the same time.
Yeah.
And we would all do papers and study, and we would be on the dining table.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah. I don't know if that's because we have a small house back then.
I prefer the room.
It wasn't so small, but there were a lot of us.
Kasi parang lahat nandun. I mean, all your books and stuff. And hindi mo na, like, ibababa pa. Hindi kasi, like ako, like, my room is upstairs.
Yeah.
Kung dun ako sa sala or sa ano, ibababa mo pala
kasi
gamit mo. And then iaakit mo na naman. Parang it's weird.
Kami we do. Kasi the dining table seats 8.
Ah.
Yeah. Seated 8. So... there was a lot of space for all of us. And we like talking to each other.
Eh, pero while studying?
A little bit. A little bit. Yeah, there's a moment where in tahimik, tapos then, you know, we'll talk about teachers.
Yeah.
Or the latest thing that was happening on campus. Yeah.
And plus, you were all in the same school.
Yeah.
And Madman Mark says, para kang mouse. Parang, ang sarap mong pindut-pindutin. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
And then, diba, like...
Hindi sa nakakagigil ka eh.
Oo, nakakagigil ka.
You're so gigil.
Oh. And also, let's see here.
Tanungin mo siya, which part?
Which part do you want to...
Which part do you want to pistil, ha?
Huh? Codelicious says, excuse me, anong oras na? Kasi pag sinabi mo lang,
excuse me, anong oras na?
Anong oras na? Then, hindi ka na nga harot. Pero pag... Excuse me. But parang abnoy.
I know. What he's thinking? What's wrong
parang,
with you, man?
Parang hindi sexy yung
yeah,
yung
what's
tunog,
wrong
eh.
With you?
Ay, nako. Camila says, paano ako hindi manggigigil kung ikaw na may nagpapagigil?
At nakakagigil.
At nakakagigil. Yun. Yun. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Banat ng Harot, comes from... let's see here. Comes from Lilo Boy.
Lilo Boy says,
ano, nabobore ka ba? O tara, planking na lang tayo sa isa't isa. Ang subtle.
That's
wow.
So subtle.
Ang subtle,
my
ha?
Gosh.
As in, grabe.
Planking na lang tayo sa isa't isa.
Oh
right.
Oh my gosh. Planking.
Planking?
Oh, hindi naman yun. There's nothing wrong. Di ba, planking is such a common
sa isa't
thing.
Isa. How do you do that? How do you do sa isa't isa? Come on. Explain this to me.
Oh, sometimes they do that, ha?
Ang, sa isa't isa.
Yeah,
yeah, but...
ang cute. Parang minsan apat pa nga sila. Parang mukha. They're all stacked like planks. Diba? So...
whatever.
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so if you want to join us for the top 10 Banat ng Harot, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush, hashtag Banat ng Harot.
Sorry.
Pwede nyo na rin isama hashtag Harot Huwebes.
Harot Huwebes. That's the hashtag today.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. You know, I forgot to take a picture of Gino yesterday.
What?
Because I said I was going to take a picture of Gino with the pizza,
oh, yeah,
the Green Edge.
Oh, it's okay. Well, I'm sure we can.
We can do that again, right?
Trust me, we'll have so much more pizza coming in soon.
Tapos gusto ko naka, ano ka.
Yun lang yung masarap pag yung katrabaho mo na lands a deal like
that. I know, right?
Kasama ka.
Sana magkaroon tayo ng ano.
Tsaka gusto ko suot mo pizza lang pag pinaturang ka namin.
Yun!
Ay.
At saka ako,
wow. Triangle lang.
Pero
ang daming pizza.
Lalo na kasi tawag sa kanya pizza thins, di ba?
Daming pizza na.
Grabe talaga to.
Di ba? Ganyan ugali ni Del eh.
705.
Okay lang. Alam mo, walking into the station, I already donned my armor on.
No!
Ay, no. Kasi alam mo, masasaktan ka.
Alam kong maraming mga random bullets coming.
Mga zingers. Oh. No, talaga.
In the form of hurtful words.
Asus. Also, okay, let's thank I'm Alex E for suggesting this. Let's start off with Kelly Byrne. Banat ng harot. Sana ako na lang yung gitara mo. Para nakadikit na ako sa katawan mo, kinakalapit-kalapit mo pa.
That's a little much.
Cute,
huh?
I like it.
Strumming my
pain
with
pain
his fingers.
Dre 54 says, sige pa, alak pa.
Pero ngayon, nakakatakot na. Everyone knows, you know.
Oh, pala, no? I just realized that, you know that old song, strumming my pain with his finger. Pwede rin kasi, no, na parang, like, you know how, like, whenever it's medyo artsy, it's like, strumming my pain is his finger.
Strumming my pain
is his finger.
Is his finger? Parang,
kumbaga, isa lang. You know, di ba parang when you have like that sort of...
Parang grammatically incorrect.
Hindi, when you're ano, parang what's that?
Strumming my pain.
Is his finger.
Or either yan or si Yoda is talking.
Is his finger strumming my pain?
Oh, pwede.
Like, I don't know what it's called eh, but that's parang old English. You know how in poetry it's like strumming my pain is his finger, blah 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 blah.
Parang Yoda-ish. And Targrod says, "Tara kain tayong manok. Alam mo namang favorite ko ang thigh at breast."
Something else.
Okay.
As non-sexy as, you know, chicken.
I know.
But I think it's more of the delivery.
It really is.
Because you can make everything sound
sleazy.
Malende.
Maharot.
But actually, when you go to a chicken place, tapos yung, miss ako breast, ako miss thigh. Talagang you
wala,
hear that
diba?
All. Oh, wala. Yung, nobody thinks.
Hindi, tsaka yung gusto mo sabihin, na tipong miss ako, gusto ko yung malaki na breast.
Yun. Actually, nasabi ko na yan. Sabi ko, gano'ng kalaki yung breast niyo? Hindi, kasi ang ano ko is, I didn't want anything too big.
Yeah. Oh, but sis, no!
Wala ano, ano sir, mga 36.
36.
D-O-M!
36D.
36D. Ah, malaki.
Si Coengtor says, let's play vampire. So first, I'll... Mm-hmm. And then you... Mm-hmm. Tapos sabay tayo mag...
Okay.
And kagatan.
Or blah, blah.
Diba?
That's what vampires do.
I should measure my boobs.
Let's measure it.
I don't want to be part of this. Just tell me what the measurements are.
Let's use a ruler.
Ruler?
Ruler.
Ano yan? Ano,
measuring tape.
Measuring tape.
Oo nga. Pero how do you measure the cup?
Yun ang...
Magdadala tayo naman mangkok. Tapos kung ano yung magkakash.
Kasi dati, alam mo yung maliit na... Alam mo yung sa Chinese restaurant?
Yung teacup?
Lalagyan na itlog?
Hindi, yung nalagyan
ng... Yung teacup?
Hindi, yung nalagyan ng toyo.
Ah, yung ano...
Where they put the kalamansi. Dati ganun lang yung cup eh.
Ngayon siguro mga ano ka na, nag-upgrade ka na eh.
Soup bowl? Hindi, ano ba yan? Siguro mga...
Tansya ko ano na yan, ha?
Mangkok. Pwede na, pwede.
No, yung medyo malaking mangkok. Oh my gosh, let's take a picture of you. Suot mo lang mangkok.
Oh, yun yung ano.
Let's try it.
Because you know how, diba, like, there are a lot of, like, pregnant shoots.
Yung, right, yung,
I'm about to have one, actually.
Yun.
Like, yung naked?
You like naked?
I don't know yet.
Oh my god.
Wow. This might be the last time.
Tapan mo na nung cup.
Oo nga eh.
Gawa ka ng isa lang. Alam mo yung tipong out of the 10 photos.
Parang feeling ko gusto niya sabihin. Takpan mo nung cup, baka lang awin. Like you were some meat of...
Parang ulam.
Oo, piece ulam of meat na, or ulam sa karinderya. Diba
yung tipong ulam na tapos na yung lunch, so iniwan na lang.
Iniwan na lang.
Hindi, sabi ko mag-post siya na ano, Cookie Monster. Huh? Yung kukulayan ng blue yung belly niya. Tapos gagawing ice yung boobs niya.
Oh my god.
Sumo ang Cookie Monster.
That's that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
No, I want to see the whole thing.
No, I mean, this is after the...
Oh, I mean, like, iba-ibang
shot. Ito na yung mga wacky shots mo.
Wacky shots.
Tapos may Cookie Monster.
Cookie!
Yum, 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 yum. And,
why do I find that so strange coming from
it's
you?
It's so weird.
What? Bababa Bambin. Service crew. To a service crew. Kailan ka pa dito sa trabaho? Magkano naman ang sweldo mo dyan? Wanna work for me instead?
No.
Yan! Genie Rip says, ito very D.O.M. Ang pango-pango mo naman. Diba? It's so...
That's gross. Actually, yeah, that's kind actually of ako. Creepy.
No, but you know, I imagine like old guys saying this to young women.
But I think the only reason you find it creepy is because you already had it in your head that it's a D.O.M. But like, let's just say it was a loved one.
Oh, or crush
mo. Kasi harote.
Harote.
Remember, the context is harote today.
Asaka,
these are not people you're very, very familiar with.
It's such a very, parang, Paquito Diaz line.
Oh,
diba?
Oh,
yung, yung. Sa movies kasi ganun, parang, amoy pinipig.
Oh, sige, isipin mo si... Let me give a few names.
Be careful with the names, please. Chris Pine na lang.
What? It's nice to meet you.
Dapat local eh, kasi nagtatagalog eh. So,
what? It's nice to meet you.
Sino ba? Sino bang...
Diba it's nice to meet him?
Na, alam mo, please.
Del, bigyan mo ako ng hot na male celeb.
Please.
Bakit ka na, ba't ka na-affect? Eh, paka na kay Del naman to.
Kaya nga, hindi, sinasabi ko lang parang...
Feeling?
Oo nga, filiera mo.
And ako lang.
Oh, sige, si Daniel Matsunaga.
Oh, sige.
Lumapit sa sayo. Bango-bango mo naman.
Ay, gumaling ka na ng mag-Tagalog. that's not the point.
You want me to give somebody who can actually speak really good Tagalog?
Oh, yun na nga. Ang galing. Hindi, pero it's still weird. They don't say, ang bango-bango mo naman. Seriously. Like,
But when a guy says, you smell really nice...
Iba
right.
Kasi yung you smell really nice.
Oh, yeah, iba eh.
What's the translation of ang bango-bango mo naman?
Hindi, it's not about the translation. I guess it's... Kasi merong... Usually, the people who say, hey, you smell really nice. There's always like a distance. Yung ginawa niya kanina, like with a singhot pa. Parang, oh my God,
parang
inaamoy
ka niya. Yung isa kasi naamoy ka. Yung isa, yeah, inaamoy ka.
You're too close. You're not supposed to be... that close to me.
Hindi, kunwari, nagbeso kayo. So, bumeso kayo. Ang bango-bango mo naman.
Parang ano.
How is that any different from, oh, wow, you smell really nice?
May difference eh, for me ah.
Kasi English.
Hindi, it's the way it's said. Yeah. It's not the word.
Hindi, saka let's face it. You don't say, ang bango-bango mo naman, if they're pangit.
Hindi, yeah, pwede pa rin eh. Malay mo, that's their only redeeming factor.
Mabango sila.
Or maybe you, ba siya?
Or maybe you,
mabango siya!
Or maybe you had it in their head, in your head na parang...
Kasi parang feeling ko, even when you're saying, meron pa ring, it's not just the scent. It's never just the scent.
But literally, how do you translate, you smell really nice?
No, the translation is exactly that. But... I don't know. The moment it's in Tagalog, it
yun nga, that's
seems
what I'm trying
little...
to sort of like understand. Now, why is it so different when you say it in Tagalog, but if in
even naman the bad words eh, if you say the English bad words, it's not as parang
yeah.
Okay lang. Even the really bad words.
Pero pag Tagalog,
but if you say the PI, parang suddenly it's so parang it's so shocking.
Really?
Yeah, for me. And also,
may kaibigan kasi ako pag nakikipagbeso ganun. Ang bango-bango naman.
Grabe.
It's kind of weird.
No, but he gets away with it. Like, nobody gets weirded out when he does it. I don't know why. But then again, he gets away with a lot of things.
Si Kuweng Tor says, and then Manvale says, hey, I have lips. You have lips. Let's give them purpose.
Shucks.
Camilo says, oh, wag ka na magsipag. Wag ka na magpagod. Sa akin, may allowance ka na. May load ka pa. Diba? Parang, how
full,
can you...
Full on sponsorship.
Oh, sponsorship yan. Targrad says, alam mo, ang dumi mo. Kaya ako ang magsasabon sa'yo.
Perfect.
Madison Camille says, maliit man ang aking boobs, malaki naman ang aking puso. Diba? Yung parang...
There's something hidden behind.
Exactly.
These...
Much more. And the top, Banat ng Harot, comes from si Coentor.
He says,
let's play carpenter. Carpenter, carpenter. First we get hammered, then I nail...
something to the wall.
Something to the wall. Maybe like a, you know...
But that's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
Because yeah. Obviously when you're intoxicated, you don't want to do that.
Yung sa wall.
Yung sa wall.
Tsaka dahan-dahan lang. Huwag masyadong malakas ang pokpok.
Oo, kasi delikado. Baka mabigla.
At baka mabuyag. Mabuhag. Ano yan?
Mabuwag.
Mabuwag. Yung ding-ding.
Mabuyag. We know what you're thinking.
Okay. The top 10. Banat ng Harot. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Banat ng Harot.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
Hello, good morning, guys. This is Del in for another news update on The Morning Rush. Let's do it. Corey Monteith's estranged father has been left devastated after learning the actor's remains were cremated on Tuesday before he had any chance to pay his last respects to his dead son. Monteith's mother, brother, and girlfriend Leah Michelle staged a private viewing and farewell in Vancouver, Canada, a day after the British Columbia coroner wrapped up an autopsy on the Glee star's body, and his father was not invited. Heartbroken, Joe Monteith, who is divorced from Corey's mother Anne, tells CMZ.com he was informed of the cremation after it had taken place. He says, and I quote, I always loved both my sons, and I'm going to miss Corey very, very much. I'm saddened at the fact that I couldn't have been there to see my son before he was cremated, unquote. Representatives for Monteith and Michelle have yet to confirm the news of the cremation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, especially when the death is shrouded in, with tragedy.
Yeah.
You don't really want to have too much of a wake.
Yeah.
Because it's too painful.
Right.
So usually they just want it done and over with. And so I'm not surprised that if they did have him cremated already, that it was under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure they don't want a big, too much of a fuss.
Yeah.
Also, I think...
Too much attention.
Too much attention, yeah.
I mean, I understand the idea of still your son.
Yeah.
No matter what happened in life.
No matter how estranged.
Estranged. I mean, death is so final, mm-hmm. You know. But then again... We don't know how Corey spoke of his dad.
Yeah, kasi baka naman mamaya,
yeah, maybe the whole... We don't know. You know
maybe
what I mean?
one of the sources of his demons.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Could have been his father also. So
exactly.
Maybe that's...
Pero alam mo yun, yung parang... Of course, it doesn't matter anymore because he's
it's
passed
done.
Away. But alam mo yung parang yung... But it was in a death, parang... Closure man lang. Or kahit man lang dun sa dad.
But baka rin kasi for the living members of the family.
Too much stress.
Like, let's just say, kunwari, like the mom or whatever. Like, what if the mom blamed the dad? That because the dad left, that's why Corey got into the whole...
I mean, there might be some things that are not being said.
Because I can understand, kunwari, if he got married and he's not invited.
But yeah, for sure.
No, because it's strange.
I'm okay with that. Pero yung sa death, parang wala lang.
But I think there might be more to it than that. Because I don't know that they would do that just because.
You'd be surprised. Kung talaga nag-aaway sila.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
If there are
other reasons behind it.
And then everyone had been vocal about issues with the dad, it could have led to a decision like this.
Parang yung mga ano, like when they, when, like let's say, a dad dies, tapos yung the other family comes to visit, it's always a stressful situation.
Yeah. And I think for them, they just want, because obviously, the press, the paparazzi, you know, they're going to make this a big deal to an extent that it's disrespectful. But it's going to happen.
And let's face it, maybe they just... They're going to try and take pictures of Lea Michele crying.
Yeah, so I guess they just wanted to have everything done quickly as well so that they don't expose themselves to, you know, in Tagalog, pagpapiestahan.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. That's the news. Here on The Morning Rush, the second one. We'll have more for you as the show goes on. Today, a Thursday, you got Chico, Delamar, and Gino right here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to I Am Alex E for suggesting this. The Top 10 Banat ng Harap. Let's start off with Madison Camille. Hey, I'm listening to The Morning Rush. Can I just say, you're my morning crush.
Pakalande.
Ang harap. And also, let's see here. Let's check out For Any Boy. You just go, I can't go home. So, syempre, they're like, oh, boy, what happened? I can't go home without you.
Nox.
But I just can't. I can't.
But, I don't know if you're with me on this, but okay, don't you kind of miss being Maharot?
Hindi naman siya tumigil eh. He never stopped. That's
never
what you
stopped.
Forget.
Diba? I mean, you know, I actually...
No, like being Maharot in a club, let's just say.
Oh, well, yeah.
Diba? Parang it's so...
Out on the prowl.
Diba?
Yeah. May tamang, ano lang, kunwari, like that line. You can always get away with that when you're like really drunk.
Yeah.
And they know that you're driving or something like that because they're gonna be like, oh, are you okay? I can't go home. I can't go home. You're like, why?
I can't go home without you. Without you. Nakakakilig. And also, from Tonya Marcopio, you just go, pangit, 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 pangitiin mo naman ako.
Ang kapikon.
Diba? Also, kung medyo guwapo si Manong Driver. From Random Tone. Bayad po, Manong Driver, sweet lover.
Biglang nagmo-morph into something else.
Oo, diba? And also, Madison Camille says, hey, I heard masarap ka raw magmahal. Sample! Sample! And also, Cinco
Anchor. Yeah, hey, I heard you're hot. Pa-free taste ka naman.
Diba? Let's see kung gaano ka kaanghang.
Oh, parang ano lang. Parang sa grocery store. Diba?
So, pero ano, no? Without going maniac-ish about it. Pero sana you can like, have a free taste of someone. You don't get into
how
anything.
Do you not go maniac-ish about pero alam getting
yun,
a free
like,
taste?
Can't.
Without buying the whole... package. You just want a nibble of
no,
how
but
they...
Trust me, people don't stop at the nibbling. That's the problem.
Some people would say that that's what, like... I remember watching this debate before about, like... I think this was about early 2000s or something like that. There was a debate na parang why people should live in and whatever. Kasi diba parang... It's like you're sampling what it's like to be married. Just so you avoid...
The
responsibility or, you know, the mistake of getting married. Kasi mamaya, hindi pala kayo compatible when you're together at home. Because it's a completely different thing when you're living in with somebody.
Yeah.
But that's when you find out what they're really like, but what their habits are. And that's when you find out if something's wrong.
Pero people change kasi talaga eh. I mean, they evolve during, you know, I mean, life in general. Married or not. So, yeah. When you're married, talagang, I guess... The vow that you make is that, you know, I know for a fact you're not going to be like this forever. You're going to change, whether physically or emotionally. But, you know, I promise to stay with you through thick and thin. I guess that's why they make you promise na talagang for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer. Because things will change, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse.
And I think what's being trying to be avoided by marriage before living in is... you can live with someone, and you might produce offsprings.
Right.
And then only to find that hindi pala kayo
bahay. Hindi pala kayo.
And you have a way out. What about the kids?
Wow, wow, wow,
at the heart of any kind of marriage is a propagation of the species.
Yeah. At saka marriage.
I mean, not to exclude gays, but I mean, between a man and a wife at least.
Yeah.
To kasi if one, not just to have kids, but to have really good citizens of a country. And let's face it, sometimes, you know, when parents screw up,
oh my gosh,
the children suffer.
Yeah.
I saw a video last night. Apparently, there's just a big hubbub about this commercial that Cheerios came out, TV commercial. Mm-hmm. So it's a little girl, mulata, and she goes to her mom, who's very white. She goes, "Mom, is it true that, you know, Cheerios is good for you?" She goes, "Yeah, it says on the box, good for the heart." Mm-hmm. "Yeah, it says on the box, blah, 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 no cholesterol." And she goes, "Okay." And then she runs. Mm. And the next shot is of a black guy lying down on a couch who wakes up and then finds like a mound of Cheerios on his chest. Mm. So, you know, it's very funny. Na parang
the kid put
thought
it there.
Good for the heart. So, binudburan niya ng Cheerios yung chest ng dad niya because she wanted him to stay healthy. Apparently, talagang, as in to the point that YouTube had to disable the comments, they got so much like hate.
From the black community?
No, from people in general. They were calling the commercial offensive.
Why?
Why?
Because of the mixed marriage. Just because of that.
What? I'm going to stay out of this. I'm going to stay out of this. But...
No, but like, that's what people were saying. Parang, I can't believe that in this day and age...
Why are people going
exactly,
like that?
Exactly. Like, what is wrong with a white girl and a black guy having a kid together and
exactly.
one big happy family? And it's so cute because there was another video that came out that they asked kids to watch the video. And they were all laughing. And then they asked the kids, what's wrong with the video? And they're like...
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and prejudice is learned.
And then even when they explained that, you know what? A lot of people don't like this because, like, the mom is white and the dad is black. And they're like, because... Like, they
That's
really
so
don't get it. And they were like, exactly. The point,
prejudice
exactly.
is learned.
And it's just freaky. There
no,
are
but also
mixed marriages everywhere.
Everywhere.
Pero hey, sobra daw. Idina Menzel.
Huh?
Tay Diggs and Idina Menzel.
Exactly. Pero apparently, hindi siguro sila parang...
Bloom.
You know how it is like...
Yeah, and Seal.
You know how it is like you see it on the street and it's okay. Suddenly it's a commercial selling your favorite cereals. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's so inappropriate.
But
how is that even
inappropriate?
Yeah,
why is that? That's what they should be asked.
Exactly.
Inappropriate because...
Grabe talaga. So, and there was even a spoof.
It's horrible.
They did a spoof on that. Na ganun ulit. There's just parang mulata girl tapos asking the white mom. Tapos yung next scene, it was a black girl. Who had cereals.
So lesbians.
Yeah, so hindi lang sila mixed marriage, lesbians.
Lesbian.
And then she goes up and goes, so what? You have a problem with this too?
Hey, what a black thing to say.
Yeah. No, but that's so weird.
Pero diba,
I'd
so
really
weird.
Think that in this day and age, it would be...
And you can expect this siguro in another country, not the U.S., because it's such a melting pot. But apparently,
no, but I
it's
think...
really, you know, racism is really alive and kicking.
Yeah. Also, not the whole of the United States. Most of what we see on TV are on the coast.
Yeah.
New York and L.A.
Yeah.
And these are the communities
the
that...
The major forward communities.
Yeah, because they've had to deal with so many cultures and live together.
Already.
You know, it's a little more advanced. But in the middle, it's not always the same.
Yeah.
Remember when Ellen DeGeneres, kinuha lang siyang endorser ng, was that Kmart or Walmart or one of the marts.
Yeah.
Grabbing, like, protests. Like, diba, they're like the religious
she's
groups.
Lesbian.
Just because. It has nothing to do with what she can sell, like clothes or whatever. Just the fact that she's, you know, lesbian. They were like, no, we're going to boycott this store because their endorser is
so crazy.
But they're also very strong. Those people,
yes.
Yeah.
They're very strong. There are, although New York and LA might have like all the media.
The media attention, yeah.
But when it comes to voting, when it comes to consumers.
Because they're the general populace.
They're the, yeah, mas marami sila in the middle. So.
Just to see how tight the races are always when it comes to elections. And
that's
so bad,
though.
The red states and the blue states. Talagang. Pero grabe, no? Like I would
And
think,
especially now that you have a black president.
And sa kanila kasi parang if you're going to
he's married to Michelle.
So dapat like black on black lang.
Kung black black lahat. Kung white, white lahat. But the moment you mix it, it's like, oh, this is so inappropriate.
That's funny, right?
What they don't realize is that beautiful things come out of like different...
We can name names.
We can name names of these beautiful things and people.
But it's crazy.
No,
it's
really, but that's funny.
Walang cute yung lalabas eh.
But that's funny because you know, the assumption is, okay, we can live together and be equal
yeah.
as long as you stay within your race and we stay within ours.
And as long as you
why?
Don't show it on TV.
Oh, isn't that weird?
That's so just, weird.
And don't use it like for a, you know, like parang, it's almost as if they saw something offensive. Na parang it's being shown on TV. Parang,
I don't think they should give in.
No, they didn't. They were like, we're proud. And you know what they were saying? Cheerios actually came out with a statement na parang, you know what? Families come in all shapes and sizes, and
especially
we're here to celebrate everyone.
That's nice.
Diba?
Nice that they're taking a stand.
Okay, so Cinco Hengtar was saying, okay, back to Banat ng Harot. Let's play Wizard and have a wand fight in the bathroom. No, like in Harry Potter.
You can hit my wand, I'll hit your wand.
They had a wand fight.
Yeah. Oh.
Diba?
Expelliarmus. Diba?
Tonya Marcopio says, laro tayo. Subukan mong nakawin yung puso ko. Tapos pag nakuha mo, edi sa'yo na. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Banat ng Harot comes from Midnight Crease.
Midnight Crease says,
nag-away yung dalawang maharot. So sabi ni Harot 1, do, re, mi, fa, sol, lan, di, mo. Sabi ni Maharot 2, do, ti, la, so, pa, ki, alam mo.
O nga naman.
O nga naman.
Ba't ka na ikialam?
Magkambasag trip. Ano kayo kung gusto kong maging maharot, di ba? The top 10, Banat ng Harot, Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Banat ng Harot.
Alpha Male on air. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. You know, I really wish, alam mo talaga, let's just throw it out there. Now, we will post a show pero online lang na hindi tayo
unedited
a secret show.
Yeah, we can actually say whatever we want.
Tapos ang theme song na unedited.
Unedited. Together we'll say bad things and
not bad things necessarily, but things that we really want to say.
Paano yung, ano, paano say pervy defying things gravity? And paano yung defying gravity?
Which part?
No, just the
unlimited.
And then yung refrain.
Cause you and I defying gravity.
Cause you and I defying KBP.
I think I'll try to defy the KBP.
License.
And you won't bring us down.
Well, you can take us out.
Yeah. Podcast. Ay.
Ready na kayo. Elphaba, Galinda.
Yes.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. Playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for
second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep.
Inul voice.
It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes. Ang daray ng
bato. Ang daray ng
bato. Natural voice.
Parang na-one-up ako. Ako naka-falseto eh. The top 10 Banat ng Harot. Thank you to I Am Alex E for suggesting this. Let's start off with...
Hey, before we get into it, can we just thank everybody for making us trend? The Morning Rush is trending.
Oh my
hey,
gosh,
thank
you're
you.
Right.
Number two.
Number three, Thu.
Number three, Thu.
Number two.
Number two.
Right. Hey, and also, thank you. Made in the USA is trending too.
Actually, it is nga. Made in the USA. Tsaka,
why are we thanking them?
I just assume it's appropriate.
What? Mm. What?
Mm. Where is it? Okay, so let's start off with Go Van Go. Banat ng Harota. Please, please, ayoko na. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Don't stop. Please. Please.
The metamorphosis.
Diba?
Also, can we just say hello to, I think his name was Edwin David.
Yeah?
He works one floor down from us.
Oh, hello!
And I was in the elevator with him earlier and he was like,
Pabati naman. Hello. Hello.
So hello. Sir. I hope I got your name right.
Hello. Bossy. Good morning.
Also, let's see here. Madison Camille says, I don't have a car eh. Can I take a ride on your disco stick?
Wow.
Wow.
That was pretty straightforward.
Turned Lady Gaga all very of a Lady sudden. Gaga.
Hey, did you see the Lady Gaga picture? She was walking around New York. Hmm. In her underwear.
What?
What?
Let's see.
Or parang half slip and bra. Yung, it didn't look like a... It's not like one of those Madonna underwear kind of thing.
Like, it's a real
hindi
underwear.
Hindi talaga. Parang... Pero black naman. Pero still, it was so weird.
Lady Gaga walking around in underwear. The one where she has a jacket on?
No eh. Doon nakita kong picture, wala. As in like parang bra and half slip. Parang ganun yung itsura.
Oh, because apparently there are a lot of photos of her just black. Like walking around in her underwear and like a jacket.
Ah, okay. Ito, hindi. No jacket. Well, of course, you know, I don't think anyone will be shocked. It's Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I mean, she wore a meat dress.
Exactly.
That's par for course for her.
Uh-oh. Pero ito, it didn't seem like she was on her way to an event. Yung parang siguro...
Random lang.
Uh-oh. Never.
Ayaw lang niya magpantalon.
Ayaw lang niya.
Uh-oh. Nakakasawa na eh. Uh-oh.
Also, let's see here. Patikim Mercy says, anong tinitingin-tingin mo dyan? Mahalin kita dyan.
No.
Nakakainis. Donich says, pwede ba hawakan ko lang sandali yung kamay mo? Sa hawakan mo. Ayan. Pwede ko nang maipagmalaki, naabot ko na ang pangarap ko.
No!
Kakaiba!
Nakakainis!
You know what's funny? All these entries, well, at least most of them, I have a friend who actually says these things.
Oh my gosh!
But he gets away with it. You've met him. I just won't say who it is.
Ah, okay. Pero kung carry mo naman,
kung
why
carry
not?
Mo naman eh. Diba? Kasi nga, yeah, you know, a lot of...
But it doesn't work for everyone, obviously.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Douchey na pag ibang gumawa, diba?
A lot of things kasi it's in the way that it's delivered, it's who you are.
And the person, yeah.
The energy.
And Bababa Bambin says, ay, please, quit playing games with my heart. My body pwede.
You can play games with it. Hey.
Coco Hernandez says, can we put my huge package in your tiny room? Yung makikilagay lang ako kasi, oh. You know.
Walang na space sa bahay.
Walang space. Blue Gray says, if I show you my ID, would you give me an entry? So, diba, no ID, no entry. Genie Rip says, oh, sige, game tayo. Pag panalo ka, I kiss you. Panalo ako, you kiss me. Ano, game. I like that game.
Either way, sounds like a lot of fun.
Diba?
Yeah.
Arubin says, huwag kang tumingin sa akin kung ayaw mong ikay mapasa akin.
Nice.
Kevin Chan says, oh, may kanin ka pa sa balls, sa balbas
oh
mo.
Oh my God. Anong ginagawa nung kanin doon? Paano umabot doon, Chico? Paano umabot ang kanin doon? Medyo malayo sa bibig yun. I can just imagine. Whoa! How'd that get there?
Malayo sa bibig niya. Hindi! Kasi B-A-L-B-A-S eh. Okay, let's take two.
No, take one is just fine.
Kevin Chen says,
mas funny ba yun eh?
I want to paint the picture.
Oh, may kanin ka pa sa balabas mo. Wala na. Sira na yung entry. Tapos yung ano, yung kukunin mo yung kanin with your mouth.
Pero parang weird kung guys sa balbas.
Yes.
It's weird to do that when it's... Kasi parang like, let's just say it's just on the upper lip, tapos walang hair.
Uh-oh.
Okay lang eh. Pero parang when it's on top of hair, it makes it weird.
Oh, I know.
Makes it gross.
Yeah.
Actually.
Diba?
Kasi balbases are dirty.
Well, you can say, ano na natin, 5 o'clock shadow.
Ah, oh, sige. Ah, yun.
Pwede pa.
Ayun, yun. That's pretty good.
Eh, yung una mong entry. I wonder if that's weird. Pili ko, marami explanation mangyayari. Bakit ka may kanin dyan?
Paano umabot yung kanin dyan?
Paano umabot? Ako, alam ko kung paano umabot. Kaya ako natato eh.
Ay, just me. Okay, and the top. Banat ng harap.
Ay, nako, Chico. Ay, Garcia. Grabe. What are you doing to your career? Don't throw it all away.
Banat ng harap comes from Madison Camille.
Madison Camille says,
oh, you're sick though. Your doctor said you're suffering from lack of vitamin E. Tara, pagagalingin kita.
Yucks.
It's not vitamin E, but vitamin
me.
I like that. So, the top 10, banat ng harot, Keen RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag banat ng harot.
Hello, guys. It's time for the news again here on The Morning Rush. All right, we promised Amanda Bynes news. Here it is. The Amanda Bynes saga continues. And the latest? She offended people by posting on Twitter over the weekend, quote, "Not having hair makes me feel like a cancer patient."
Oh my God, Amanda Bynes.
The former actress shaved off her hair earlier this year and has been parading around wearing bizarre and colorful wigs. After receiving backlash for her post, she apologized, claiming she was referring to the astrological sign Cancer.
Oh my God.
Not the disease. Please explain the word patient.
How stupid.
I know, right?
Lulusot lang eh. But there's more, huh?
There's more, huh? Just wait.
And then she posted, quote, "Not having your forgiveness makes me feel like I should have AIDS."
Wow.
Christ, I've done it again. It's not yet over. Christ, I've done it again. I meant, not having your forgiveness makes me feel like I should have AIDS. Lowercase and with an E. AIDES. AIDS, because I'm clearly in something of a public relations quagmire. Please accept my second apology.
And it's not even funny. She's trying to be cute. She's trying to be...
Actually, she's just
weirdly
annoying. It's just annoying.
Wow, Amanda Bynes. What in the world happened?
Diba, no? Parang gusto mong iupo na it's not working. Whatever this is you're doing, it's not cute.
Well, but I think
it is working for her. Because we're talking about her.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't have mentioned Amanda Bynes at all.
I doubt that she's going to get a movie out of it or something like that. But she's getting the attention that she wanted.
Yeah.
She sees herself in
tabloids,
magazine shows. Yeah, in tabloids, everything. So.
Eh, diba, even, ano nga, even Nick Cannon offered to like have a duet with her. Just to help her out. Because they used to work together.
Yeah.
For Nickelodeon.
For Nickelodeon.
Right. So they were buddies. So he was like, you know, I'm sure that would be like just in case.
Yeah.
I'm willing to do a duet with you. Just to help you out.
Mm.
So, you know, he's a nice guy. But ugh.
Don't deal with people like that. They have a way of biting back.
Exactly.
Even if you're trying to help them.
But it's
to create more.
Pwede ka pa naman dati, Amanda Bynes.
She's unrecognizable. When I see her now, I can't even see Amanda Bynes there.
The old Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. Mm. I can't see it. It's like a totally different lady.
She's the man Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right. There you go. That is the news. The third one today here on the show. Let's see if we have one more in store for you next hour.
We'll see.
Because is our guest on his way? He is, right?
Mm, I think he's on his way.
We have a special guest today. For now, it's Chico, it's Del, it's Gino right here on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Can we just say hello to Kenny Vic Asuncion?
Hey, Kenny!
Hi, Kenny Vic!
He's listening all the way from Vancouver, Canada.
What?
Oh, wow!
They have a game at 7 p.m., which is in 3 hours. And he just finds it so cool that he can still listen to RX and send us messages.
He's there?
He actually just sent one through Line.
Cool.
Oh.
And to Kenevic, if you're still listening, wag mong kalimutan yung mga tips na tinuro ko sa'yo, ha?
Nox! Because we all know you're better at...
I taught him everything he knows.
Ako
ang coach niya.
Nox!
Ang spelling, K-O-W-T-S.
Coats.
Coats.
Hey, thank you to everybody. The Morning Rush is number two in the Philippines.
Nice. Thank you.
Number two trending. Okay. Let's do the top 10 courtesy of... I am Alex E., the top 10 banat ng harot. Let's start off with GM Tarado. Like, out of nowhere, you just approach your kaharutan. Love you too. Pero hindi sila, hindi sila naga I love you sayo. Pero you say, I love you too.
But it's like you automatically know
you
that.
Okay,
parang I know you love
me. It's just a funny way of confessing that you love them.
Yeah. Na ina-assume mo na
mahal ka
nila. Like you too.
LS Dominique says, oh, tara, game tayo mamaya. Kita tayo sa court, ha? Victoria Court.
Anong kasing game?
Ay?
Pusoy dos. Card games. Masaya kaya mag-card games na.
Na-try mo na?
Ewan ko lang. Oh, Marky Boy says, eto very pa-simple, pero for me,
suave.
Seriously kilig.
Okay.
Yung, hey, save me a seat. Yung sa tabi mo.
Ah.
Yung parang, yung, kunyari, alam mo yung parang, kunyari.
I miss doing that.
Diba? Yung kunyari field trip or, hindi, kahit kunyari meeting sa office. Yeah. Or something. Tapos yung, you parang nagdidibs ka. Basta dun sa tabi mo, that's where I want to
So next time, that's what I'll do. Like, tomorrow, I'll call Del, save me a seat, ah. Yung sa tabi ni Chico.
I was about to bring it up. Diba palagi kayo yung magkatabi?
Midnight Chris says, ito mag-work lang to if the guy's name is Joshua. Hey, Joshua, I just wanna be with you.
I just wanna be with you. That's an Enrique Iglesias song.
You know, I forgot na. But one of the J Bible names. Either Joshua, Jericho.
Jeremiah.
Or Jordan.
Jeremiah, diba?
Jeremiah.
Yeah. Jericho is also.
Yeah, Jericho. I forgot. But one of those.
Jehenelin.
I used to. Walang Jehenelin sa
Jomalin.
I used to.
Di ka masyari nagbabasa ng Bible.
I used to want to have that as my name. Jericho yata, I think. Jericho.
Not Jeremiah.
The walls of Jericho.
Yeah. So.
Or Jordan.
Not Jordan.
The river Jordan.
Johanalin.
Johanalin.
Let's read a passage from the book of Johanalin.
Tapos Blue Gray says, you know, I don't believe in fairy tales, huh? Pero I'm pretty sure I can give you a happy ending.
Oh, wow.
No, like, and you live happily ever after.
Exactly. Is that something to be wowed? Parang, I would celebrate
Whatever.
That.
I know what you're thinking.
Of course not.
I know.
I believe in happy endings.
You're dirty, that's why.
No. You think I'm dirty.
Mad Matt Mark says, grabe, ang lakas ng ulan, tsaka bumabaha na. Alam mo, I think it's a better idea. Kunyari, mag-check-in na lang muna tayo para hindi tayo makaka-uwi.
No, I think that's so... okay.
What?
I don't know why, but for some strange reason, when you say mag-check-in na lang tayo, it sounds so dirty.
It does, eh.
But when you say, how about we just, like...
crash at my house.
No, naman. Like, let's just book a room at a hotel. Or whatever. Ayun. Let's just book a room.
Yeah.
Then... It sounds better. Pinasosin
mo lang, na pinalaki mo lang yung gasos.
Hindi, let's book a room. Yun lang. Don't even say that it's a hotel.
Okay.
How about we just book a room first? Blah, 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 blah.
Why don't we just sleep on the same bed?
Why don't we just plank on top of
it? Hindi
ba maganda yun? Hindi parang... Jedi Master says, group hug!
Oh my God! No, you know why?
Ang dami ko nang alam na ganito dito nilang dinaan.
Uh-oh. Seriously. No, kasi, like, you know those summer workshops?
Ay, yeah.
I won't say na lang for what. But, like, yung mga summer
Hello.
Workshops.
Hello, kinento mo na yan on air.
Yeah, that's the one thing that, like, yung mga sushi
Kinago
roll.
Kinago mo pa.
Hindi, yung name lang nung...
Ah, okay.
But gets.
Yes.
Group hugs, sushi rolls. That's really how you, ano eh. No, because it breaks down barriers, eh. Na parang once you get the...
Tapos touch somebody. Tapos malalaman mo, Delo, pag yung kunyari yung one time na mag-leave ka. Tapos nakikinig ka, no? Dalawa lang kami ni G. Hmm. Group hug!
Pero dalawa.
Pero dalawa. Group if there's two.
Let's do a sushi roll.
Pero dalawa lang.
Dalawa lang kayo.
Dalawang lalaki. For Renny Boy says, kunyari, pangalan mo, Zach. Hmm. Diba? Tapos yung pangalan ng girl, Juana. Hmm. So you want to introduce yourself, diba? Mm-hmm. So hi, Juana, Zach, me. Parang I'm Zach.
That's me, my Zach.
Name. Me,
Zach. Huga, huga.
Huga, huga.
Kasi Ungawa. You want to, ano? You want to bring out your inner alpha?
At saka diba yung mga parang yung mga Chico me,
Jir na me,
ganun, diba? So hi, Juana, Juana Zach, me. That's my name. Mm-hmm. RD Jamera says, pare, lasing ka na eh. Halika, sabay ka na matulog.
Pero pare, no?
Hindi, kasi they don't, they're not good enough to drive or even to head home. Kahit nga commute, hindi pwede.
You just gave me an idea for the next time that you'll get drunk.
Oo nga, no? Oo nga.
Lalasingin ko to, tas next time, hindi na audio recording may video.
Hindi na, hindi na. Sentient Joy says, during a job interview, are you single?
Mm.
Any kids?
Mm.
Where do you live?
Mm.
Lunch tayo after this?
Mm.
Si boss, eh.
Oh, di ba? Mad Matt Mark says, kahit Tyrion ang height ko, Khal Drogo naman ang pagkalalaki ko.
No! Dumodrogo?
Oo, di ba?
Dumodrogo.
Dumodrogo.
ODH says, Oscar De La Hopia, yung pag nag-tweet siya ng, just took a bath, mag-reply ka, lagay mo, proof. yung take a picture. Usually nakatawal lang.
Actually, I tweeted something like, because you know how sometimes you try to put on your underwear too fast and then you trip over it?
Yeah, yeah. Yung one leg na.
Yeah, and then so I ended up like lying naked on the floor. And fairness, medyo maraming ang nag-tweet na
parang proof.
Proof, picture.
Tweet pic.
Picture. Oh.
Instagram. Hey, the Morning Rush is now the top trending topic in the Philippines.
Nice. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the top. Banat ng harot comes from Ma-actress person.
Ma-actress person says,
pag kuya nakita mo yung office mate mo na hot, na medyo parang ngarag na siya, just go, hey, are you feeling pressured? Wanna be pleasured instead?
Wow. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I know, right? Di ba?
Mm.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I have a question. Di ba pag sexual harassment, it's usually from the boss.
Yeah.
If office mate, they're not in a position to like have you fired or anything, is that still considered sexual,
I think so,
harassment?
Kasi you can still be harassed sexually.
Kanyari mga ganon, yung mga, kasi sa boss hindi pwede. Yung mga parang yung kanyari they see something about how sexy you are or something, that's already like grounds for ano. Pero what if it's like your peers?
I think,
or even let's say ano, even let's say,
kasi paano kung sobrang bastos kunwari ng office mate mo lang,
is it still considered that?
I don't know. It depends on the definition of the law.
Because usually they say sexual harassment has more to do with
power
yeah, than it does with actual
sex.
Like sex. Mm.
Well, Butter Baby and the Pabili Guy both just say kahit peers pwedeng kasuhan.
Ah, pwede yun.
Kasi yun na nga, parang I figured like if somebody's so bastos towards you,
uh-oh,
I'm sure you can do something about it, di ba?
Parang obscenity.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. The top 10, Banat ng Harot. If you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Banat ng Harot.
Manila's hottest.
Chico Burkada.
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 4.
TMR. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And we've got a surprise for you guys.
Yep, we've been talking about having a special guest for today.
Yes, a surprise guest.
And well, if you follow him on Twitter, then I'm pretty sure you guessed it already by
now. There was a giveaway.
Yeah.
He was getting a bit lost.
Medyo giveaway niya, how do you get to RX? So medyo giveaway siya.
Yeah, so we have Mr. Mikael Diaz in
the booth. Welcome.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hello there.
Happy to finally be here. I know I was telling Gino the other time that I wanted to guest. I was going to guest, but I guess it just never happened.
Yeah, but I think you... we've been talking about this guesting for like so long.
Yeah, I mean, since the last time that we were all together. Alden one time.
As early as that, diba?
And it just never materialized.
No, because actually with Alden, the time that he was supposed to join us, that was the one that you were... Diba, parang dalawa kayo.
Yeah,
but then he couldn't make it on that day as well. And he came in like... A couple of weeks after.
Yeah, I think that was near Christmas.
Almost
if I'm
near
not
Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, it was that long ago? I didn't even realize.
Seriously. And you know, remember we've been like sort of like planning a guesting since then.
It has never happened. Well, I'm happy it finally is here.
Finally.
I am here regardless of time I've been up.
This is actually perfect because, like, you know, our top 10 is medyo conducive to, because, you know, we're all like, quote unquote manly men here.
Yes.
And
quote unquote talaga.
Because I think the only manly man here is Mikael.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? Because we're doing the maharot.
Banat ng harot.
Banat ng harot.
Banat ng harot. What is the banat ng harot?
No, it's like his eyes are so big. It's like, what do you mean? No, I mean like, you know, like mga hirit mo na if you're trying to be like malandi with someone.
Oh, that's okay. Wow, that's kind of funny. That's
maybe we can get like your sort of. I'm sure you have your own set of. Like any guy will have his own set of.
Of
mga landi here.
Unfortunately, mine are so corny. But
I'm proud of them.
Exactly. I'm so proud of them.
Go for it, diba?
The cornier, well, not exactly
well,
the better,
corny,
but
because sometimes that's your shtick.
Oh, eh.
Because you're so parang your people will think. Oh, he's not a player because he's not very good with the mga harot lines.
Diba?
So, although I think matutuwa yung Twitter followers because I usually just get it from them.
Right.
They kind of like, you know,
they
throw
supply
some
you
lines
with,
and
with
jokes and all banat. And then I just kind of steal it from them without really telling
exactly.
them anymore.
Okay, so let's give you some samples
okay,
of what
go.
We're looking for. Thank you to I Am Alex E for suggesting this, the top 10 banat lang harot. Let's start off with Bababa Bambin. Hey, I prepared dinner for you. Can you prepare yourself for dessert?
No.
What? Okay, fine. I got one. Okay.
So we do it like that.
I'm gonna go for it. Okay. So there's a girl, and I go mermaid ba tayo?
Mermaid.
Because we mermaid for each other.
Oh my god.
Come on.
He wasn't kidding. He wasn't kidding when he said he was bad.
Yes, come on. What was that?
That's horrible.
Was that really that bad?
We're mermaids. Come on, guys. Support there on Twitter. Someone tell me that was a good banat.
Please. Oh my god.
Kahit isa lang din okay na.
We mermaid for each other.
Oh my god. I think it was pretty okay.
Pero sa bagay, medyo uso yan yan. Diba they have like this mermaid class? Going on, na parang you get to be a mermaid for a
this
day.
This swimming mermaid
what?
Thing.
Yeah, and it's apparently really good.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's really
they
good for
want
your
me
core.
To do that in
can I join?
Men do it?
No, yeah, they wanted me to try it out in like this science show in GMA. So I was like,
I want
oh,
to
I
join
can't
the
do
mermaid.
But
mermaid! I want!
What?
No, but they have it talaga. Like, I've seen like.
Can I sing? I know, like, look at this stuff. Isn't
I
it
knew
neat?
It. I knew you. Were, I knew someone was gonna.
I
come
knew
out
who was gonna
that.
Steal my thunder.
I knew someone was gonna come out.
You're
with
by
that.
The side of the pool. Tapos yung naka ano yan, nakatukod yung two hands.
Two hands mo sa may
sa side.
Side.
Dapat
pool,
sa
yeah.
side, diba?
I'm sure somebody's done that already.
Oh my gosh, I want that mermaid class. I mean,
but they really have it.
Seriously,
I've seen like
no. Okay, like,
I've seen
okay,
a couple
I'm not
of
sure
celebrities
where,
post
but
it already.
This will maybe Ace Water Spa.
Maybe
possibly.
Not so sure.
Okay, this will date me, no. Pero I used like my favorite show of all time, ever is Man from Atlantis.
I don't even know what that show is.
See Patrick Duffy.
I can Google it for
yeah.
Do your. And I thought you were a nice guy.
Baka it'll come out on papyrus.
No, and I thought you were a nice guy.
It's like you see black and white photos. Oh, it's a
it's not black and white. Okay, do you remember Patrick Duffy?
Do you
of
know?
Dallas.
No.
Okay, no. I'm following Gino's lead here.
Okay, he swims. He's like a merman. But not tail naman of a fish. A regular guy.
Man from Atlantis. He's not like Aquaman. Because Atlantis
well,
is...
Well, parang Aquaman-ish.
No, but he's not Aquaman.
No. And then he swims like a mermaid. That dolphin kick.
Yeah.
It's called the dolphin kick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that as a kid, so I'd be perfect for
oh,
the
so
mermaid
you would
class.
Practice that dolphin
yeah.
kick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As
wow,
I'd hold
that's
my...
very aerial from...
Wow, this looks like something from the 70s. I'm Googling images
did
of
you?
It now.
Can I see?
Okay, wait.
Oh my gosh,
so,
it's
so fairness, batak siya.
Super.
So,
I want to see that.
Show Mikael.
Oh, by the way, later I have a comeback banat. My comeback
banat. Oh my
banat.
Gosh. I'm scared of
Lord this. Help
this
us.
This is the top
so
my mermaid.
This is the guy?
That's
my
the
mermaid
guy. Oh, there, Mikael. That's man from Atlantis. That's, did you see that? That underwater wow. shot of him.
This okay. one?
Ganyan. Oh my gosh, right, look at there. That. Look at that hug the poste pose.
I what? Know. It's so classic.
There. Look.
Isn't
he's got,
he?
He's got webbed hands.
Oh, right. He has
look,
webbed
at his,
hands.
Look at his hands.
Okay, I see it.
So I used to put, alam mo yung clay. I would put clay between my fingers para meron akong like webbed hands.
Seriously. You are the oddest person
that's,
I know.
That's my biggest fantasy, to you. Be able to breathe underwater.
Whatever, your biggest fantasy is to be a mermaid.
I think I remember watching, what is that Kevin, that other, Waterworld.
Waterworld, Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, yeah. That one I remember.
That was an epic.
Yeah, it's like one of the biggest flops in the movie.
Yeah. It was that history, and then Postman right? after and then something like that.
And he had gills.
Yeah,
diba?
On the back of his ears.
If you go to Universal Studios, diba?
But that show's actually pretty good.
That's based
was
on
it
Waterworld.
Okay?
Yeah,
it's
the
really
show.
Nice.
That's really
I
nice.
Was really young when I watched it, but I thought it was okay.
It was alright actually.
It just flopped.
The one in Singapore is nice.
Budget? I think so. I think the budget, because for during that time, I guess malaki yung budget nila.
He just wasn't Brad Pitt. Because look at Brad Pitt, World War Z, $200 million. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's gonna be a hit.
Oh, here, Louis Rapp was just saying the Philippine Mermaid Academy is at the Fish Eye Dive Shop in Boracay. Apparently, even Mark Nelson tried it.
Mark Nelson's a mermaid.
Oh yeah,
officially.
Well, I'm not sure. Well,
better do you wear like fishtails?
Huh? But for fishnet.
Not do you wear that?
Like yeah, you wear the mermaid thing. Pants? The mermaid thing.
You
do?
Literally.
No, you really do?
Yeah.
I want to take a picture of me in a
That's
tail.
What the mermaid school is all about. There's like a mermaid suit that you have to put on.
Oh, that is so cool.
Do the girls wear shells?
No. No. I wish they would. I guess it's an option.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
I can't believe you've never seen this.
I've never seen it. Huh. Okay.
Although there's also one in Polo Club, according to Dale. Hi, Dale.
Hello, Dale. Hey, Man Vale says, back to the banat ng harot. Mm. Kunyari, you know like how sometimes you're in a bar or a club or wherever.
Yeah.
Tapos yung like, you're stealing glances at each other and you know you're looking at each other. Alam mo yung mga tipong nakatingin ka tapos pag tumingin siya.
Oh, yeah. A la movie. Okay.
Diba? Yung mga ganon. So what you do is, after like an hour of that, titingin and then...
After an hour, matagal yun.
Kunyari, restaurant.
So 1 hour of titigan.
Yes.
I mean, that's what you do. Diba? Ako nagtititigan kayo.
Exactly. So after, let's say, an hour of that, you just go up to the girl or the guy and then you go, tapos yung dapat galit ka. So what? Are we gonna stare at each other all night?
Or are we actually gonna do something about
diba?
It?
Yeah. Wow, naman. Diba? Straightforward.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, hello. But seriously though, if you've been staring at each other for an hour, I think it's only right that you should do that.
Do something.
No, kasi an hour? And 5 minutes, maintindihan ko pa eh. Parang
okay. Pero alam mo yun, that sort of like sparring na parang
one
without
hour,
words.
Actually, 1 hour, baka nagsawa na yun. Baka nagsawa na kayo.
Hindi, mali mo. Kung super type mo talaga, diba? Parang you don't get tired of that. Diba?
Okay, that's a very, alpha male banat, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Pero ako, I got one.
Oh my God, okay. I'm scared.
I think it's a level
Please.
Up naman.
Okay.
So, you're here with a girl you like. And then let's say you got a new shirt on.
Yeah.
And you tell her, hey, come here. Feel my shirt naman. Maganda yung tela. And you know what that is? And the girl asks, what? That's boyfriend material right there.
Oh my God. Come on. Okay. Better in fairness. That's better than that.
That was infinitely better.
I just said it was a level up.
I must say.
Any rate good? Yeah. But level
I was up. Infinitely better than the mermaid thing.
Right? And I think I'm all out right now.
Thank you.
Hey, look at this. Apparently, Sarah tried it already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she tried
Sarah!
It out. She has a photo on Instagram.
Tweet
mermaid
me the
Academy.
Tweet me the address. No, because I'm going to Boracay tomorrow. Pero, Sarah, if you're still listening, do they like let guys try it? Because Mark Nelson
tried it's not Sarah. I think it's her sister, Christine. I think. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not fair if it's just for like,
it's not just for girls. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
fine.
I'm pretty sure that you guys can do it because people have been trying it out and they want people in GMA to try it out.
But apparently it's really good for your core.
Yes.
Like solid.
Hello. Do you know that that's the movement of the rest of the body minus the hands. Mm-hmm. That's the of the butterfly. That's the basic stroke of the butterfly.
Do you see a butterfly with abs?
butterfly
don't
stroke.
Don't the
butterflies. Do you see butterfly swimming?
I was going to say, the butterflies have lions, di ba?
I know, it's like, not the insect.
Yeah, butterfly.
Oh, di ba?
Okay. I got it.
And that's hard, ah. That's really like, your belly will hurt if, your belly will hurt if you try that.
Pero parang kailangan yata pag na ganun ka, you have to be semi-confident with your body.
Oh naman.
Kasi pag na ganun ako,
oh my gosh,
I need shells for my boobs.
Visual images just
sort of flashed.
Now that you've brought it up, if I tried that and they made me wear parang the
suit,
fishtail, they might think
you'd be topless.
Oh my gosh, they might think I'm Ursula.
Yeah, man, you gotta be fit to
do
that.
You've gotta be fit. I mean, if you're a Mark Nelson, hello.
Tama, bagay.
Or if you're he's a like guy, dies,
he's like King Triton or something.
O kaya
right?
Kanila kinukuha.
Hindi, si Mark Nelson, di ba? Macho.
So ano pero, ka, Prince Triton?
Hindi, I can stay Sebastian or something.
Oo nga.
I can be the, well, gosh, we can go it, Flounder. Is Flounder a girl or
a Flounder boy? Is a boy.
He's a boy.
Yeah.
Okay, just check.
Pero Sebastian, delikado yun eh. He's a crab, dude.
Oh, wow. You don't want a crab. Marky Bowie says, here's another slogan for you. Diba alam niyo yung try and try until you die?
Yeah.
Pwede rin, try and try hanggang bumigay.
Ah! Okay. Parang lang yan eh. Parang actually, pag may alak, may balak.
Was that better than mine?
Same
it's
level.
A different category.
Same
eh.
Different
category. It's a different category. This is more of like a life slogan.
I think mine may impact man talaga. It's not, it may not be the most positive impact.
Oh. It's interactive.
Like that impact.
You know what I like about it? It's interactive because you make her touch your shirt.
Yeah, and it promotes,
like, oh yeah, it's nice.
What do you call that? That the art of like touching somebody?
Touching, yeah.
Kinesis pa or something like that?
Something.
It's part of like the game. Yung parang, you know how like whenever you're going out on a date, the best thing to do though is to try to touch whoever it is that you're on a date with to break certain barriers. Like, you hold them on the lower part of their back.
That's
blah, blah,
pretty
blah.
Cool. I think that works.
Or you put your hand inside their pants.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that works too.
Hindi sa likod, yung nasa lower back, tapos bilang unti-unti nagsaslide na.
What do you ganun ba yung style mo?
Medyo.
It never works.
Ganun ba yung style mo?
You really want to find out?
Ganun ba yun? Because ako,
I wouldn't ask
you.
What?
For Rene Boy says, oh, if the girl, if you bring the girl to your house, to your unit, siguro condo na. Kasi sabihin ng girl, oh, bakit ang dilim sa bahay nyo? Tapos sasabihin mo, kasi wala pa yung ilaw ng tahanan eh. Pwede ka ba?
No!
Ay, cheesy!
Hey, wait. Here's the photo of the a couple of, well, a mermaid and two mermen.
I love it. Pero I don't look like that.
Those dudes look weird. I'm sorry.
I know, right? It kind of is.
I think for guys, it's the yellow, no?
Yeah.
For the girls, it's green.
But why? What if you want to be Ariel? Dapat green, di ba?
Oh my gosh, I'd look like Suman if I wear that.
Yeah.
Whenever you mention Ariel, I just remember the shells.
Plus, alam mo for boys, that's a little tricky, ha? If you wear the tail.
Yeah, kasi medyo.
Kasi medyo. It's tight.
Pwede ka sumali ng Ginoong Santola. Ginoong Santola 2008.
Sabi nila yung isda, oh.
Oh, ano.
Bako.
Hey, I got a tag. I got a tweet. That was a good banat. Oh,
okay,
thank you.
We said naman.
The boyfriend
we said naman.
I hope you're referring to that first one because I know
not
that
the
second
one
was kind of okay.
The second one was not bad. And the entry. And the top. Banat ng harot comes from Meds Ramos.
Meds Ramos says.
So dapat medyo ano ka, nega ka.
Okay.
Hininegging mo siya. Ang tanga-tanga mo talaga. So syempre parang, what did I do, diba? Tanga-tanga mo talaga. Tatawid ka na lang sa isipan ko. Nahulog ka pa sa puso ko.
No!
And like, oh, diba? Okay lang yan, yung mga shift in emotion na ganyan.
Diba,
minsan,
diba?
Minsan gumagana
kasi
talaga if it's delivered well. Eh, no? I gotta admit.
Kasi akala mo yung inaano, binabastos ka na. Tapos yung pala parang... Oh.
Tsaka, well, negging, according to like certain books,
yeah,
really works though.
Mm-hmm. Pero for women, ah.
For women. Kasi what they say is that usually women are so bombarded or barraged with you know, compliments and like how great they look
the
and how great they are.
Girl in the
so
world.
It's such a, well, not really refreshing, but it's at least very different for them to hear something else.
Yeah,
but
I guess
yung negging
shocks them and
dapat
smooth.
May negging tas may bawe. Like,
tsaka smooth dapat ang what you call that transition.
Transition.
You can't just say like, pangit, I love you.
That's a good example of what you should not do. You're so pangit.
I love you.
Love you.
But
yeah, I don't think that'll work.
Parang taba mo, but I tap it.
Chico, where do you get these? Where do you get these?
No, I'm just saying.
Ay, nabo.
Okay. Oo nga naman, kailangan swabe.
Dapat swabe. Yung
tsaka you always daw, parang whenever you neg something about, kunwari, like you neg a girl's hair, but you say something to counteract whatever it is that you neg. Na parang,
yung parang, ang pangit ng buhok mo.
Or you hold back. Have you done that? Like parang, let's say you're with a pretty girl, and you know everyone compliments her.
Yeah.
And in a certain thing, maybe with her hair, she has nice hair. You just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Like everyone else is saying something. So she's like,
that's sort of like a form of negging. But
something
more
like
of negligence. So neg pa rin siya.
Parang withholding compliment.
Yes. Delayed gratification.
Right. Oh, nga, no? Okay. So the top 10, Banat ng Harot. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Banat ng Harot.
TMR, The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for our top 10 for today with our special guest, Mikael Diaz.
Right. Hey guys, still here?
Yeah, still here. Joining us.
He still has mga maharot hirits, banats.
Wala na, ubus na raw.
Yeah, I'm ubus kind na of out of it, okay. But we'll
good.
See. I might come up with something else.
No, you should invent. Para mas maganda.
Sige, mag-iisa ko.
Right? Yeah.
Yan yung mga deadly eh, mga in-invent lang.
Or try to look back and think about what you used.
Yeah, I know meron yan eh.
I'm sure meron.
It's just so hard to like sift
to remember everything. Because usually
the crazy
like,
stuff.
Parang it comes with a little bit of alcohol. So
yeah, and a lot of spontaneity.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our top 10 Banat ng Harot today. Mm-hmm. So to give you some inspiration. Thank you to I'm Alex E for suggesting this. Let's start off with Kelly Byrne. You go, ow, ow, napuwing ako. Paki-blow naman. Napuwing ako sa bibig. So, hindi sa mata. So, doon ka niya i-blow sa bibig.
Parang ano lang, parang that's yung great. Game, suck and blow.
No, pero alam mo yung ano, yung, what do you call that? Sometimes when you eat something that's too hot,
mm-hmm.
you ask somebody to blow it for you kasi mainit. You don't?
No.
Neither do I
then. That doesn't happen.
No, di ba kunya nakakapaso?
I don't want the laway of the person next to me on my food.
Well, yeah, that is a point. Gerber Santiago says, hindi ka ba giniginaw? Kasi kanina ka pa nakahubad sa isip ko.
Wow.
Okay. I think that's a little direct.
Yeah.
I thought this is more subtle. From Ren Ren Go.
I like the subtle ones. Come on, let's go with the subtle
one. This is very subtle. Are you a sheep? Cause I'm a ram. And I'm a ram you.
That's really subtle.
It's very subtle. Chico, it's
the delivery. That was good, huh?
Yeah. I'm a ram. And I'm a ram.
Actually, yung mga banat na ganito, parang 50% delivery rin eh.
Yeah. 50% delivery, the other 50% confidence.
Exactly.
Because without it won't work.
Joe Black says, parang may, kunyari, medyo emo yung target mo.
Mm.
So he or she will say, no, you will tell him or her, parang may pinaghuhugutan ka. So syempre, they'll go, actually meron.
Mm.
So you go, gusto mo hugutin ko.
No! That's just creepy.
What?
That's just creepy. I'm sorry.
You go lose our jobs.
Go Van Gogh says, if you're doing something, let's say an activity or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
You just go, alam mo, ganito rin nagsimula yung parents ko.
Ay. But I don't know.
But like that's kind of cute.
Yeah, but bringing your parents into it kind of just, I don't know. For me, it creeps me out.
Tapos, paano ba nag-meet?
I think the one before that was creepy.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yung hugot.
Hindi, well, kunyari, if let's say she goes, why? How did your parents meet ba?
And you go,
in a strip club.
Wow. Adventurous parents you have.
I know, right? Lilo Boy says, Miss, gusto mo i-John Snow kita?
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. Yeah, I watched the first season, but although I always skipped, I just watched the Dragon Lady.
Oh man, you gotta watch. You gotta
well,
watch all of
the Jon Snow part is.
It's in the third season. Third season.
Oh, I saw clips of the Jon Snow part.
Yeah, okay.
Coco Hernandez says, "Blooming ka? Have you been fertilized?"
Wow.
And because it's about blooming is like a flower.
Yeah.
So obviously they bloom because it's been properly fertilized.
Oh man. We need some better banat.
Oh, sige. Ito. If you don't want something that's too out there. Coco Lloyd says,
yung suabe, very suabe talaga.
Oh, sige. This is very suabe.
Sa takot ako sa mga suabe mo,
diba? Akala ko sa
delix yung suabe mo eh.
Okay, hey. They say that the left boob is actually smaller than the right. Prove it.
Wow. Swabe nga.
Bakit?
Kasi you look like you're a man of science.
Yeah.
Kasi parang you're all about observation and research.
You just want to make sure that it's true.
Yeah.
Diba? Pero diba it's supposed to be the left that...
That's bigger.
Bigger, not smaller.
Wait.
Kasi gusto mo bang subukan yan?
Diba nga daw, it's bigger because most...
Guys are right.
Right, yeah.
That's why the left one tends to be.
Okay.
Ito medyo lost yung entry na to. You go, "Hey Bugs Bunny, kainin mo naman ako." Tapos bilang, "Ah, akala ko banat ng karot."
Ay. Nakakapikon.
Nakakainis.
Banat ng karot.
No. Harot.
Harot, hindi karot.
Iba yung dinig niya.
Pero it kind of works also.
No.
No, it does not.
Because what if you're both vegetarians?
Carrots don't talk.
You share the same passion.
Really? Random Tony says, "Tala ka ba? Tala.
Star.
Between. Kasi alam ko, bukas, lulud ka." From the movie Bukas Luluhod ang mga tala.
Yeah.
So that's what
I don't even know that movie.
It's an old movie.
Yeah.
Sharon Cuneta. Yeah. So never mind. Entry.
Parang thank you in advance lang ng Boyz II Men.
I know, right? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Banat ng Harot, comes from Bababambin.
Bababambin says,
"Eto, this is for like girls and gays. Kasi it's your banat to a guy."
Mm-hmm.
So you go, "You know what? I usually don't go for cute guys. But I let you be the exception."
No.
Wow naman.
Diba?
Diba? Because you already boosted his ego.
Yeah.
Tapos you agreed to it pa.
And you said, parang you were able to deliver your, ano na, hindi masyadong direct. Na
Gino, yeah. Can you imagine that ever happening?
What? Somebody tell me that?
I mean, a girl actually using a line like that? Parang wala, no?
Parang it's
maybe
guys
not
who
here.
Deliver it, eh.
Maybe not here.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think
it's gonna happen.
And
here.
I don't think people here usually use pickup lines.
Diba?
Like in this.
Oh, you'd be surprised though.
Really?
No, you would be surprised.
Has a guy ever tried to pick you up before?
No. I think there are some places where people really pick up each other.
Yeah, but not with a pickup line.
No, pero
more of
I
like
think,
parang.
No, sometimes
you buy you a drink
you
or something.
Because nobody uses it. Obviously, yeah. It's a wink, wink kind of thing. You'll use a pickup right. line not because you think it will actually work.
As an icebreaker.
Na parang, I
yeah,
know,
I think people do use
I
that.
I know this doesn't work, but let me just, you know, just to make you smile.
Unless binobola lao ng mga kaibigan ko na when they say that they've used it.
I don't know. I just don't know. Because I've never, like, I don't know about you guys.
Like, I've never used one.
I've never picked up a girl at a bar before. One.
Yeah, I've never done that.
No, for real.
Although I hear a lot of stories, especially with people who I act with.
Usually, kasi, well, at least from my circle of friends, it's always like, you go to a club and then they're friends of your friends.
Magpa-introduce ka,
they're friends of your friends, and then you buy them a drink or whatever. Yo, no. But not directly like go up to somebody and be like, oh, hey.
Yeah, I guess words is not like that. But I'm pretty sure there are people
sure.
like
ako,
that.
I haven't actually used mga pickup lines. I just wave around some paper bills.
Like a D-O-M.
Yeah, I just wave around some paper bills.
Tapos nilidikit mo ko.
May mga paparazzi pictures kaya. Chico na gano'n.
Meron.
Ay, nako.
Pero ano, ingat ka, matinik yan.
Ay, nako.
He might not look it.
I have my ways and means.
But he has his ways.
So the top 10 banat ng harot. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Final batch, by the way. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag banat ng harot.
TMR, The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Final batch. Thank you to I'm Alex E for suggesting this. The top 10 banat ng harot. Hildegard says, remember earlier we said group hug?
Yeah.
Yung version niya, grope hug.
Medyo barok siya.
Yes.
Grope hug.
According to Hildegard, that's the version of the Singapore Russians. Grope hug. Mimay
Aster parang mas fun yung version
nito. I know. Mimay Aster says, tara, laro tayo. Kunyari, madumi ka. Tapos papaliguan kita.
Wow.
Tara, maglaro tayo. Kunyari, madumi ka.
You know how some people, like, they find that really hot? Na parang, like, a dirty person tapos you clean them up.
Oh, well,
but in the same way, you know, you ever meet one of those people na they're so clean na you just sort of want to put dirt on them?
Iba gusto mong...
The guys who put powder... The girl, not guys. The girls who put powder like every other hour.
Yeah.
That lotion every other...
Parang you just sort of wanna soak them in mud.
You parang you wanna despoil the purity.
Yeah. I don't know if you have that, but...
Sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah, and I guess it's the ano, it's the vandal in us. You see something that's so like... A wall, a white wall that's so clean.
You wanna break the rules.
You just wanna like you just spray wanna paint something rules. On
or
it.
Or like if you see a really nice car, diba a lot of people are like, parang ang sarap i-key-hin. I-key-key.
No, dude. I don't wanna do that.
No, but I know some people who are like that. Eh,
malay mo, mangyari yan sa'yo.
Yun na nga, I don't want that to happen. Pero diba, they really do that. They're like nice cars, they will... They'll just like get a key and then
it's the inner vandal talaga. I think it's a
well. What about my car? I was back in I was in college and I had a Honda City.
Yeah.
And someone freaking keyed a star on my hood.
Yun na nga, minsan trip lang talaga. Na parang it's
like, why is there a star on my
it's
hood?
It's nothing against you. It's just more of like okay, whatever. I
trip
just
lang
draw
nila.
Something. Yeah.
Na-champuhan lang.
Ang pinakamaganda lang yung na ano. Well, I still don't encourage it, but I just find it funny. Diba there was a car, kasi it was a 4x4. So
alam ko.
X4. Nilagyan nila ng equal
16. Hindi. Nakakatawa yun.
Diba?
There was a story about that. It actually happened.
It actually happened.
In
really?
Ilido.
Yeah.
They had that. Na 4x4. So the vandal drew an equal sign.
Yeah.
So the owner, thinking that he was smarter than this vandal, was like, sige, unahan ko na to. Nilagyan niya ng 16.
Ng 16.
Tapos yung vandal bumalik, nilagyan ng check.
Very good. And also, Custer Winston says, Miss, ang crush, parang ice cream yan eh. Malulusaw pag tinitigan mo lang.
So,
kailangan, dilaan.
Okay, kaya ko nagsabi na.
How do you eat ice cream in a cone?
With a spoon.
From a cone?
From a cone?
Well, we're talking about ice cream.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Ice cream.
Oh, okay. I was thinking from a cone.
You start off with the sides and then you work your way up.
Until it's done. Bonus. And you don't stop until it's done.
Yeah. Don't stop talaga. That's disappointing.
Lock on Strata says, a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Pero sa woman though, it's through her mouth. Na parang they prefer the taste more than the feeling of fullness.
Oh, I didn't even get that. I was trying to understand. Thank you for the yes. explanation. I was really trying to see the goodness in that. So,
sometimes, you know, it's just better to not understand.
Exactly. I thought from Adariel. We have to role play.
Okay.
Be a cashier girl. Okay. No, like a fast food. What do you call that? They're not waitresses. They're
a cashier girl.
The servers.
In a fast food, diba yung sa counter. Anyway.
Oh, counter girl.
Sige.
Oh, wait. What kind of counter girl? Do you want it parang vixen or parang...
Oh, well, you just...
Pure hearted na medyo demure.
Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
Available pa ba yung minions na toy? Sasabihin mo pala, yes sir, available po.
Yes sir, available pa. Why?
Eh, ikaw.
No!
Are you available?
So annoying.
I thought you were gonna go the minion route. Hindi pala.
No.
The available route pala.
I mean, whatever it is that you're asking for, kunyari, parang, is it available?
I was waiting for the minion.
So you go,
that would be so cool kung may banat na
ganun. Medyo palpa kung hindi na available.
Kasi
so,
hindi
pala, hindi po. So,
or
hindi,
sige,
so,
gawin mo. Miss, available,
miss
pa, ba
available
yung...
pa ba yung mga minions?
Hindi, ako yung mag-ano.
Oh,
miss, available pa ba yung mga minions niyo?
Oo, available.
Hindi, kunwari, sabihin mo hindi.
Hindi, available. ah, hindi available.
kung ganyan yung boses, okay lang. Sige, wag na.
It's not available. It's sold out.
Sana ikaw available pa. Yan na lang.
Okay!
Ay, joke lang. Wag na lang. Okay lang. Never
mind. Wag na lang po.
I changed my mind.
I think I'm good.
If you sound like that. And the top, Banat ng Harot, comes from James Timothy.
James Timothy says,
I wish you were a mistake.
What?
So I could do you over and over again. And then, diba, you make a mistake, eh, diba? Yeah, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even include the others that... okay, so...
Well, that's what the hashtag is for.
That's right, that's right. You can check out the other stuff that's out there. Of course, we just wanted to end it just a little early because, you know, we wanted to... chat with Mikael just a little bit.
Right.
Hey, I saw your. I think you're in a cover.
Yeah. This Men's Health University is out right now. It's like the special university issue for Men's Health.
Yeah.
So obviously, this is being given away in universities in places near the universities.
Yeah.
So wait, it's given away.
Yeah. It's free. Right.
For free.
So yeah, you just. You know, if you guys see it, why don't you guys go grab it? You can vandalize it or do whatever you want to it. No, but yeah, this is the first time that Men's Health is doing this. So I'm happy to be on the cover.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
You're the, ano, parang the
pioneer.
The pilot.
You're the pilot episode.
For the issue.
Pioneer sounds better. Parang mali yata yung pilot.
Parang pilot issue.
Yeah, the pilot issue.
No, but it's pretty cool because ever since I would always read Men's Health, especially when I was in college.
Yeah.
You know, that was right. I think we were talking about it.
Because that's when you were trying to...
In college, everybody is trying to get bigger. Like, how do you get
buff? How do you get muscular?
And you're checking out all these
I got kasi to the bigger part, eh, but never the muscular part.
And it's always parang, it must... If they ask you to be on the cover of Men's Health, obviously you're in good shape.
Yeah,
I mean, they never
no.
get somebody who's out of shape about to be on the cover, so it must feel very nice.
No, you know what's funny? So he's on the cover of Men's Health because he's really in good shape. I'm on the last page.
Literally.
Trying to talk about responsibility.
Buti pa nga kayo, ako, I'm on the cover of ano?
What?
Show My Monthly.
Oy, but sorry. Just because we're talking about cover boys here, naging cover boy din yan si Chico for badminton, racket magazine ba?
Yeah.
Racketeer ka pala.
kasi,
he's good with playing
kasi,
with...
kaibigan ko yung mga...
kaibigan ko yung mga publisher.
With the shuttle stuff. Oy,
kaibigan ko sila Kenny Vickers.
So wait, it's actually like it's really free. You just...
Yeah. I think they want to raise awareness with this issue, so...
Right.
You know, the university peeps, the college guys, just go ahead, check it out. They might find something they might find interesting in it.
Right. So it's available in like schools?
Yeah, the places near the schools, right? The cafes.
Mga internet cafe.
I mean,
oh,
is it available
that sounds
in
good.
The convenience stores? I
just
mean?
Look for just look for Mikael.
Mga dotahan.
Dotahan.
Yeah, just look for the dude in the red jacket.
Actually, that's perfect. Kasi kung nagdodotahan sila.
Nagdodotahan.
That's the first time I've ever heard someone use it that way.
If you put it sa mga dotahan, parang it reminds them that they need to get up from that chair.
Exactly.
And, you know, be a little bit, lead a more healthy lifestyle. Kasi naman, di ba?
Yeah, I actually have a copy right now. So I'm like reading through all these headlines. It's like, build new muscle. SWAT school stress. Gino, did you have school stress?
I swatted it away by cutting.
I semi-coasted along college as well.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
I'm not exactly the poster boy for good college behavior.
Ah, ako kasi I excel.
He's one of those like...
Talaga?
He loved... But you didn't really love college.
No,
you were more of a high school
No, I loved
person.
College. I hated high school.
That's right.
I love college. I love
Can you imagine why he was bullied in high school? I wonder why.
Until now, I'm bullied. In my own show, I'm bullied.
You know, I was talking to a couple of friends yesterday, and I was just telling them that, you know, what I would give to have you guys as my batchmates.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
It would be my nightmare.
Like, taken advantage of you. Not in a sexual way. But in a...
I would so hate you. You're one of those guys who would probably steal my... Did you know that every time I rode the school bus, I tried to drink my soft drinks as fast as I can? Because if I got on the school bus and there's still soft drinks in my bottle, they would take it.
Maybe you should feature him on Men's Health, the university edition.
What not to do.
What not to do. What to avoid.
Imagine when they'd steal my soft drinks.
No, but you know what? Like me right now.
Because you're such a pansy.
It would happen, fine. The people would get bullied in high school. But right now, they're my friends. Or are you not friends with those who bullied
you? Of course not.
What?
Okay. They're jerks. Although one did say, I met them later, but hey, I really find the show funny. I'm like, do you even realize who I am? How many gallons of soft drinks did you steal from me in the school bus?
How many times did you dunk my head into a toilet?
So maybe I'm looking at it differently. I'm looking at it from my perspective. I'm saying hi, trying to be friendly, thinking the past is the past. Pero yun pala, may kulo pala sila.
No!
Gago to.
And yeah, and the thing is, because I was bullied in grade school.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I talk to my grade school classmates now, and we're okay. But deep down inside, it's like, you're the reason why I'm like this.
Exactly!
Oh. And sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes...
Well, it's a good thing because they give you parang stuff to talk about on radio.
Right, like issues.
Yeah. Tapos yung ano, alam mo yun, yung you're sitting down on the bus, yung front seat, you go there early. Tapos bully number one comes up and says, hey, that's my seat. So you go to the next row. And then the next bully number two comes in and goes, but that's my seat. So, mayamay na sa likod ka na.
Saan ko umaabot?
Sa pinakalabas.
Hindi ka naman nakasabit
sa likod.
Hindi, nakaupo ako sa spare tire.
Or nakaupo ako sa lap nung isang kaklase na.
Diba, no?
And then natuwa ka ba?
Luckily for me, I didn't get bullied.
Ay, nako.
Lucky.
I kind of imagined
why. I think it was because... Like, I was able to get on the team. And you know how it is. I'm sure you know how it is when you're in an all-boys school. If you're in a basketball team, we won't, whatever.
I was in the badminton varsity, so that didn't really work out very well for me.
Okay, I was in the library club.
That definitely did not work out well for you.
I was in the library
So you were in the basketball team in high school? Was it high school?
Yeah, grade school, high school, college. Yeah, all throughout.
Okay,
that's why you're not bullied.
Exactly.
You're a jock.
I was just saying. No, I was a complete nerd. Somewhat.
No, but still.
I don't believe you.
But still, if you're like a basketball team, it's okay if you're a nerd.
Obviously, I was in like, yun nga, badminton varsity. Pero at the same time, speech and debate club. Tapos
that's not a good combination.
Yeah, not a very good combination. I mean, I loved it, but like,
really?
It was fun.
Okay na yon. Ako, I was library club and insect collecting club.
Really?
Yeah.
Insect collecting
club. Is that serious? Are you just making that up?
No, I'm not.
Do they even have that?
Yes.
Tapos, were you the only one in that club? Be honest.
No, we had a lot. Puro losers. Sorry, guys.
Akala ko he was
sorry, say, friends.
Sorry, friends.
Akala ko, hindi naman you and the ants lang, no?
No, that's yun nga eh. They made us look for insects. So obviously, they were gunning for like butterflies or something. Wala ako mahanap. So I got higad. Isang bote ng higad. So I'm like, hey, these are future insects. Don't knock it till you tried it. Let's wait for them to, make cocoons.
Insect collecting club?
Yes, we had little nets.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like,
you practically painted a target on your back.
I know, right? We're traipsing around, with big butterfly nets.
Ooh, a butterfly.
I have never seen a person from an insect collecting club.
Had the guys over at Men's Health come out with this magazine, like, I don't know.
I don't think
X amount of years
would
back.
You get this
could have probably
would
helped
you, get
you out.
This magazine.
Why not? It would have started the transformation. I would have been like batak.
Because I used to really just check these things out. I mean, Gino, did these tags ever catch your attention? Land your dream job, obviously.
Not so much.
Date the class cutie tonight. I was always curious because, siempre at that time you were kind of experimenting. So
yeah.
I'd always be curious. Why would they put this, and what would they say?
No, but okay. If I were in high school and then I read that, I would be kind of weirded out because I came from an all-boys school, so I wouldn't want to date the class cutie.
The class cutie.
Assuming we're in college now.
But in college, that would have made a lot of sense. Diba kasi like, and you know that, especially during the first year.
Yeah.
When you're transitioning from high school to first year college, you're in that weird, awkward, lanky phase.
Yeah.
Yes. Parang you don't quite know yet if you're a boy still or you're a man. Well, there you go. Parang dapat yata sa'yo.
What?
Ibatigori lagi whenever we're talking here.
But that's an interesting time.
Right.
But it's nice to have some confidence, diba? Parang yun nga. Maybe like a couple of visits to the gym.
A couple of push-ups during your day would have probably helped out your reputation.
I really would have doubted that, but I
doubt it also.
But
imagine, pero paano ko nakita ng batak na na member ng insect collecting club?
Oh.
Would you mess with him? Even if he had like a butterfly net?
Pero at yung least they'd be niya. Scared of me if I had like batak
diba? I'm gonna hit you with my butterfly net.
Diba?
You okay, I'm trying to imagine push-ups, 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 batak, but then gets a net and starts chasing butterflies.
I don't know.
That image does not
para
work.
Para mas macho, hornets.
Wow.
What? Hornets. Bumblebee. Kasi there's danger involved.
So, like, tapos kinakain mo after. Huli mo na siya.
Okay, that's not gross.
Why? That's like fear factor, right?
Why are you cool? Why were you a jock?
Why were you a jock? I told you I wasn't a jock. Like, parang, I just happened to land in the team.
Tapos yung ano pa, like yung diba sa, ano, sa grade school, yung they make you do like, yung nakapila kayo sa gym, tapos isa-isa kayo. So, kunyari, lay up.
Or tapos, like, five push-ups tapos, or five pull-ups.
Tapos run, tapos yung you stop dun sa, ano, dun sa line, tapos long shot.
Ganyan. Yeah.
Basketball
okay.
Yung PE. Oh. Oh my gosh, talaga ako, like, pag yung, I'm the next in line. I have to go like, what's a layup?
I would be more interested in how you perform. How would it go?
Oh, ay nako, believe me.
I've always wanted to document
playing
basketball.
I would rather have an injection than, you know, have to go back and do
and
that.
That's saying
all
a lot because aren't you afraid of needles?
I'm afraid of needles.
Wow.
So talaga like, I'm like, what's a layup?
So the layup like, line is the biggest
fear. Can you just like, show how I'm supposed to do that.
Can't you just look at what other people in front of you are
tapos
doing?
When I dribbled, I finally dribbled the ball. Pag dribble ko, it bounced back to my face. I almost broke my nose.
So dribbling usually ends up with your face getting all...
all bloody. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going there.
And with that. But anyway, hey, where else can they catch you?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing quite a bit. There's this new show on Succeed. It's a new segment. Mm-hmm. It's Monday to Thursdays around 11:30 p.m. It's called Midnight Snack.
Right.
So we feature all kinds of food.
You eat?
Usually street food.
It's like you eat.
Yeah, I've been eating yesterday all I did was eat. I also taped for Unang Hirit. So yeah. I have been doing Unang Hirit. I think I'm going to be doing it Mondays and Fridays.
Right.
So that's like 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. So good luck.
So if you're one of those people who don't sleep at night and you sleep like noontime, perfect for you because like they'd get to catch you at 11:30 in the evening and then again in the morning.
Yeah. And then of course lastly is that I have a Stella Seria. It's 10:15 a.m. Mondays to Fridays. It's called With a Smile, so I hope you guys get to catch it. But right now do try to grab a copy of Men's Health University
on the cover.
Yeah, what's up, cover boy?
Alright.
Yeah, it's you can find it in cafes, convenience stores, and other places that carry magazines
right.
If you're near a university.
And you can literally just grab it.
You can literally just grab it.
Pero
you can grab
ha?
A lot if
the
you
others
want.
You have to pay for. This is the only one that's free. Yeah.
Kita mo lahat na kinukuha.
Sabi nila free. Sabi ni Mikael da is free. Only the men's.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys could tweet me about it. You know, show me a photo that you guys have it. That'd
right.
be cool.
Tapos syempre, pupunta sila sa convenience store. They'll get a copy of Men's Health. Pero kasabay nun, mga chips.
Kumakain ka habang nagbabasa ka. Ano, diba? But anyway, on Twitter, they can follow you there too.
Yeah, right? You guys can follow me on at Mikael Daez. Same right. With Instagram.
Instagram
so
is also at Mikael Daez.
So we can chat there. I do reply.
Alright.
That is cool.
That is
why you were part of the insect collecting club.
That is so cool.
You know what? That's not bad. So you know why? Okay, fine. Yesterday, just if I can add, Longa Burger and Chori Burger from Boracay is finally here in Manila.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's coming out. You guys can check that out on Midnight Snack.
The original Chori Burger?
Yes. Aling Merlis, they had a stall in Boracay, but things are happening there, changes are happening. They said they needed to expand, so they brought it here. It's in Binondo right now.
Wow.
So if you want to find out more, just keep on watching Midnight Snack. But I was there, so I was doing my spiels.
Right.
So it was for Saksi.
Yeah.
So I was telling Arnold Clavio and Vicky Morales,
yeah,
you know what, Saksi should be in Boracay. So we're like, spontaneously, it just came to me. I was like, Saksi, you in Boracay.
Oh my gosh.
You guys
right?
Are along.
Oh, good Lord.
Guys,
you did not
that's
say that
working,
on air.
Isn't it? That's working.
Had
for
you guys been
right
born
now.
In the same era, yeah. You probably would have been friends.
Kunyari, if I were the anchor, tapos you said that, I'd go, Chori, but that was really bad.
See, I tell you. Wow.
I feel infinitely cooler. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Chori, but that was really bad. Yeah, that's
and
what
I mean, I was trying to look for a way to generalize the chori burger and the right. longer burger. So I guess I just came up with the chonga burger.
Oh my
right?
God.
Right? Because I mean...
He doesn't stop.
Please stop.
Come on. No, Chico. Oh my God. This is... We're in the same segment. We're in the same category
okay.
here. So do not wash your hands of this.
Oh my God. Enjoy your category.
So Gino, you're like on the other side. Okay, yeah, it's fine. You can react
I'm
like
completely
that.
Cool with that.
Yeah, wow. But right. thank you very much for... we know that you just came from work.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you also have work again afterwards.
So thank you for taking the time to drop by.
I'm glad I could finally drop by.
Sorry, it's an hour.
I know.
Yeah, next time we should like plan something else.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. See you guys.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Drive-thru is coming up next.
Thank you very much for making the Morning Rush number one trending in the Philippines earlier.
Thank you.
That was really cool.
We gotta go.
And
goodbye.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.